Last summer's deadly bushfires sparked plenty of debate about the role of climate change. But there shouldn't be any doubt, according to a review of published papers on the subject. The research clearly shows temperature rises are already fueling dangerous fire events. The scientists who've conducted that analysis have launched a website aimed at making this information easy for everyone to understand. Gavin Coote reports.
Retiree Jack Egan had always been concerned about the possible threat of climate change.
Like many people, I expected climate change to come upon us gradually and we'd have time to A, push it back and B, adapt.
But then his home near Batemans Bay on the New South Wales south coast was destroyed in last summer's bushfires. For him, the horrific conditions meant one thing.
On New Year's Eve, it became viscerally apparent to me that climate change is here right now. It's crashed from the future right into our present in the most shocking way.
Many other Australians too began thinking about climate change, and an expert review of scientific literature has found it was the key driver in last summer's events. Griffith University's Brendan Mackey, also a lead author with the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, headed up the review.
And there's multiple lines of scientific evidence to support that conclusion. I mean, the key fact to grasp is that the world is already experiencing 1 degree of global warming above pre-industrial levels. And for Australia, it's actually more like 1.5 degrees. So climate change is not something that might happen in the future. It's actually in our weather records now.
After combing through all the peer-reviewed studies looking at last summer's bushfires, Brendan Mackey says it's clear the climatic conditions were unprecedented on many fronts. And the rainforest fires in southeast Queensland just before summer were a warning too.
I mean, there's been a tenfold increase in extreme heat events, right, since the 1960s. Extraordinarily, during the spring of the Black Summer fires, what we call the Forest Fire Danger Index was actually at record levels across 60% of Australia and reached the catastrophic category at some locations in New South Wales. And last year saw the highest ever annual accumulated Forest Fire Danger Index values on record. So the climate change signal in the increase in dangerous fire weather conditions, I think, is very clear now.
Brendan Mackey and his colleagues are now launching a website so that the public can look at this evidence. It'll have interactive maps and video aimed at combating what they've termed misinformation about the cause and proper response to bushfires.
Really, the role of universities and university academics and researchers is really to help provide reliable information. It's important that we appreciate that the climate has changed. We can't wind the clock back and make the climate how it was. We have to live with this elevated, dangerous fire weather risks now, every spring and summer.
Jack Egan plans to build a new home in his village of North Rosedale. But after narrowly surviving the catastrophic fires, he's dedicating most of his time to pressing for action on climate change.
We need to show other countries the graphic consequences of climate change that we experienced with the recent long drought and its culminating bushfires. We're a canary in a coal mine here. It's our job to warn people of what's going to happen, and they need to really take immediate and thorough action to avert tragedy.
As bushfire survivor Jack Egan and our reporter Gavin Coote.